There are two things that Ben Maiasato says he's known for in Sitka. Walking everywhere.
I do walk a lot here in town. I used to walk the dogs.
And his common sense.
We are the product of our parents, and my dad was a real common sense, quiet individual.
Maiasato is also a product of Sitka. He was born here in 1963 and graduated from Sitka High. The Sitka that shaped him has two governments, and he has served both.
I served as liaison from the Tribal Council to the City Assembly meetings, and that's the part I like, is that the cooperation is that we get a chance to interact together at each other's council meetings and assembly meetings.
He is finishing up a two-year term as STA Tribal Council Vice Chairman, and in October was elected to the City of Sitka Assembly. Maiasato says that it is unusual to serve on both Tribal Council and City Assembly simultaneously. He feels that he is in a strategic and unique position to help achieve one of his primary goals.
My first time running 2 years ago, I came out with a very simple philosophy, is that I would do what's right for Sitka Tribe of Alaska and do what's right for its tribal citizens.
He says that communication between the STA and Sitka's municipal government helps effectively address the needs of tribal citizens, one of which is protecting the subsistence lifestyle.
Council does support our subsistence users in regards to the commercial fishery, and that's the part, is that it's in the state constitution that subsistence users are supposed to come first.
A big part of this is protecting the subsistence herring fishery in Sitka. Maiasato says overfishing through commercial fishing practices is always a threat to the herring life cycle.
And this is the last fishery in southeast Alaska. There is that possibility that there will never, ever be another herring fishery. And you got to look at it in terms of decades. There used to be openings in Juneau. There used to be openings in other parts of southeast Alaska. Those fisheries are gone. If you have a bad year where they catch everything, it takes several years for it to catch up.
While Tribal Council Vice Chairman, Maiasato served on the Herring Committee and many others. He says it's important to make sure the tribe has a voice on issues important to tribal citizens without necessarily pushing an agenda.
You become a better council member when you rotate on what committee you serve on, because you learn more about those committees and about our tribal citizens' needs.
If reelected, Maiasato is most concerned about managing tribal resources, made difficult by sequestration and the recent government shutdown.
That's a big challenge for this election cycle, is how are you going to manage if there is another government shutdown? That herring is almost like a symbol. This is our subsistence lifestyle. You know, don't mess with our subsistence lifestyle. If we have a government shutdown, we won't have our resource protection to look out for our tribal citizens' needs. Our resource protection department to go out there and set branches for our tribal citizens, it is a greatly appreciated thing, and especially for the elders.
When Maiasato first ran for council, he just wanted to act in the best interest of tribal citizens. With experience, he has come to understand where the council has fallen short. That is, preparing for tough financial times. After feeling the effects of the most recent government shutdown, Maiasato's priorities for another term are clear.
Top priorities, we're going to have to look at how we can spend less and still provide the same service that we are continuing to provide to our tribal citizens.
In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.